Welcome to the Morning Reboot. It is 5:46 on Monday, February 25th. We are very pleased you've decided to start your Monday, your work week, your entire week here with us. Eric and Floyd, we have a very busy show today. We don't have much to do today or all week because we have lots of guests coming through these doors to hang out with us and you. We've got about 2 hours of content on the show each and every weekday. What do you mean? You guys go on the air at 5:45 and you're done at like 10. I know, but like you take out the commercials and the music and then we throw the podcast up. There's about 2 hours for you to listen to that, hey, I don't get to hear the songs or the commercials. That's great. Well, yeah, but then you don't get to listen to it live either. So get the podcast after the show. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. You can use that number to call or text anytime you'd like. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. On today's show, some of those guests, just after 7 o'clock, a real expert to break down. Surprising night, mildly surprising night, kind of an even keel night at the Oscars last night. Our friend, our friend, Justin Camuso from the arts program at BG. I'll let him explain his degree. And over at TMA, we've got some wedding dress drama to get to. Janet and Mid will be here with us because it's a Monday, and that means some for your astrological readings after 8 o'clock. And Montrese from UMIDOP will be here because I was invited to host an East Toledo town hall about the opioid epidemic and beyond. That's coming up on Wednesday night. Montrese from UMIDOP, who can explain what those letters stand for and talk a little bit more about that organization. He'll be here shortly after 9 o'clock to explain what's happening with this town hall Wednesday night. Hopefully you can make it out as well. So a lot of guests today, but mostly just you, myself, and Floyd. It's 5:48. Good morning, Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi. Hello.
Hi there.
When you do that spiel, I always try to think of a way to say hi. I think I've just said it on nasally, and I stole it from a drag queen. Just go, hi, or hey.
Philip used to do both of those.
Did he? I think it's a us thing.
A gay black thing?
Yeah.
So I slept the entire weekend. Like,
did
the
you?
Whole entire... And there was
Traja.
No alcoholic reasoning behind it. It was nothing like that. I just didn't have much to do. I didn't want to do anything. And
the weather didn't work in our favor either. It was gloomy.
It was windy.
It was windy, but like, did it rain? Because I felt like the ground was constantly wet, but I didn't see
a little bit
a raindrop.
Little bit. And there's a bunch of people, I think mostly in Michigan, without power at this moment because of the high winds. But so I slept all weekend just because I could, and I was like, you know what, I'm not dinging my debit card.
Right.
I have a couple of money things I'm kind of concerned about.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I want to talk about it right now, but in some ways I feel like I slept. One, because I always feel like I'm chasing sleep with these hours because I don't nap during the day or anything like
right.
that, and I don't think I get like a good 7 hours of sleep. But I did feel quite accomplished because in the same way that I felt like I flubbed my mental health talk at
TSA
Anthony Wayne a couple weeks ago.
Oh, the one you're still on that?
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. I had so much fun at TSA on Friday.
Did you?
I felt accomplished and I had a blast. I felt bad that I couldn't stay for the final one. So, Jen, you've met before,
yes,
Jen Wakefield.
They posted pictures and I'm gonna tell you they turned out really good.
Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition. We were finally able to make it over to TSA, and I guess there were eight presentations, all the same one for all the grades that were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was like 100 kids per grade. And I got to do the 6th, 9th, and 8th.
Oh, nice.
So when I got there and I saw that it was the youngest kids, the sixth graders, I'm like, oh, I need to like rewire some of my words.
Uh-huh.
Because we don't use certain words and analogies with younger kids as we do with older kids.
Right.
But it was funny. We got to, long story short, first of all, it was a great day, a lot of great questions, and I'm looking forward to the feedback. But the sixth grade class, they were the most interactive. They were like the jumpy kids.
Uh-huh.
The other kids were the ninth and eighth graders. One kid actually said, look, we had a long week. So they weren't as interactive. But these kids, they hammered me as I was completely unprepared. They went down the list of superheroes and comic book characters and what their mental health issue was.
You found your people.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
And when I say hammered me, it was like Green Lantern, Green Arrow, Dutch, bang, 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 bang. And I was like,
So it was like when the you were in your element.
I was.
Yeah. That's awesome. Like,
and I was totally overwhelmed.
People. Those are your people.
So we're going to have Bethany, who works in development and kind of, I guess, oversees their jam band. Mm-hmm. She's going to come in this week on Thursday.
Oh, nice.
Because they have another event, another big fundraising event coming
up.
She's
the one who was here before?
No.
She was the one who was supposed to be here, right?
Correct.
And then, okay.
And I was talking to Bethany afterwards while I was at home making dinner. She's like, you know, they're just on, you're just on their maturity level. I was like, you know, if you told that to somebody else, I'd be offended, but no.
Accurate.
But these kids were great. And beyond that, I'd never been in the school of TSA. Mm-hmm. I'd been in one of their gallery rooms before.
Yeah.
But great place.
I've never been in the school either.
You know, they teach karate there?
No.
Yeah, I'm like, karate's not, but they were a great bunch of kids, and I really... The one thing that I remember was we try to make connections, obviously, and mm-hmm. Jen and I really connect with the kids because she's got an evil little like 4-year-old, and you know, she just gets a variety of people.
Right.
Me, I'm like, look, I'm 39 years old. Here's my Transformer shirt. So we connect.
I like your shirt today, by the way.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
We connect with the kids really well, and I said to the kids, and these kids had faces from all over.
Mm-hmm.
Typical, you know, public school. White kids, black kids. Upper middle class white kids, lower class. Like,
yeah.
Everything. And I knew that it was going to be a good day when we were talking about bullying. And then we get to who's most at risk for suicide factors or ingredients. And it's hard to explain some of, like, what's up on the list.
Right.
And I say, you know, anybody that could be made fun of. Anybody that could be marginalized. And I said... Do you guys ever get made fun of? I'm like, I'm standing up on stage. Like, do you guys ever get made fun of for going to TSA, like the art school? And they're like, yeah. Like, every hand went up.
Right.
Every color of kid, every kid's hand went up in every one I did. And that because they get it from whoever, Whitmer kids, Central kids.
Yeah.
Oh, you go to the art school, and that's when I knew that I was connected
right.
with them. Because, yeah, I get
That's
it.
That's awesome.
But there's nothing to be made fun of. Those kids are getting a great education. There's right. so many kids that would kill to get in
And they're
school.
Actually, like, as someone who went to, like, a public, not a specialty public school, or, like, something geared towards a certain way, I was kind of jealous I didn't get to, because I'm an artsy kid. I would love, you know what I mean?
What year did you graduate again? Oh,
01, and I think they opened the year after I graduated.
Yeah.
So, like, good, if you're listening, you go, children, because... If you're getting made fun of, just stick your tongue out because there's a lot of kids out there who wish they were there, but they won't admit it.
Yeah.
And I was one of them.
And we talked about some pretty adult things. A couple of kids were triggered. I hate that.
I know.
They were upset. I get it. And for whatever reason. But these kids were great. It makes me go, man, I wish I was a teacher. And I don't want to be a teacher.
Right. But it's like one of those moments you're like,
Thank you for, by the way, it's 5:55. Good morning. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. Lots of Oscar stuff to do on the show today. Mm-hmm. Lots of guests as well. Thank you for sending a picture of the pizza. I don't know if I loved it.
Did you try it?
No.
Okay.
You just said, did I eat?
Right. Did you lick the phone?
I did not lick the
but
phone.
But no, funny story. So I first walked in and my friends were from Michigan were down. And they go, what kind of pizza did you guys order? They're like, oh, the chicken bacon ranch. Buffalo chicken. And I go, what, huh? I said, can I take a picture of it? And they go, do you just want some? I go, no, I need to take a picture. It's like my assignment. So that was it. I took a picture of a pizza for you. I was
thank
on a
you.
Mission.
Thank you. I don't like it's buffalo sauce. Is that buffalo sauce?
Yeah,
the crisp
drizzled on top of it.
Okay. I don't like. I wanted it to look. It's just me being a. I really should.
It's artisan.
Yeah, I shouldn't even eat pizza anymore because of this cheese thing that I'm chasing. But when I say like buffalo chicken pizza,
mm-hmm.
not buffalo chicken bacon ranch, like the bacon is. I want it to look like a hot wing on a pizza. Like
I get that.
More buffalo red than that.
Pretty drizzle.
So, how was your weekend?
It was good. Had a show Friday, went to Sandusky Saturday, and came home Saturday for an Equality Toledo meeting. It was a pretty stacked weekend, and I don't have to go to my other job today because we're doing a fun thing today. So
yeah, we'll explain that in a bit.
Keep going. No complaints.
What did you and Stefan do on Saturday?
He cooked.
Okay.
He did. This is the third time I've heard this saying this weekend, a progressive meal.
The hell does that mean?
Right. I've heard a lesbian say it, and I heard Stefan say it. You just cook in increments, and it just keeps going, leading up to, like, the big course, I guess?
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know. He's a good cook, so it was delicious. So I was like, I had couscous, brie, baked or roasted vegetables, and then ended with chicken parmesan alfredo and mixed vegetables. And, like, yeah, I was like, oh, I am stuffed. So I've never heard it before, but I also heard a lesbian say it yesterday.
Sometimes as a society,
like, can't you just say five-course meal?
Yeah, sometimes we make up words to make something sound a little more modern or fancier than what it actually is.
I was like, I was at George's yesterday because our bartenders are moving away. So I was like, let me go say bye to them because they're hitting it today. And, like, Jill, if you're listening, I'm talking about you right now. She sat next to me. She's like, I'm doing a progressive dinner tonight. And I go, that's the third time I've heard that word this weekend.
Is Jill the girl that used to work at Food for Thought?
I believe so. Why do I feel like that?
Dark hair?
Yeah. Glasses?
No.
No? Okay, no.
One of the bartenders that leaving, the guy that I always wonder, or the guy I would always see at Maddie and Bill who never smiled, always wore jean cutoff shorts.
Man, I don't know.
Okay.
You get out more, no. Maybe not the same joke.
Good wishes. Isn't that weird how you hear something completely out of nowhere?
Yeah, you said Jill. I go, oh yeah, and then you were like, oh, maybe she does work there. But I'm like, no, she doesn't work there.
Used to. Maybe. No, the progressive meal. You know,
it's so funny. Like Stefana said it, and I heard it Friday evening, then I heard it Saturday, and then she had said it Sunday afternoon. I go, did I miss this memo? Like, is it a thing? But I don't know. But whatever. It was.
What? Was it good?
It was good.
Okay.
It was amazing.
I have a suggestion.
He knows
about
how to season his chicken.
Maybe. you're obviously spoken for. But how about if I cook for you two one night? Or just you, but you can bring him. I am quite a good cook, especially you probably know when it comes to chicken.
I'm in. And I'm also one of those people, I'll appreciate it even if it's bad.
Mine's not bad.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm one of those people
it's the effort.
Yeah. But sometimes you get some bad food and you're just like, do you want more? I'm like, no, I don't. I'm full. I'm so full. And then, like, your stomach goes, you're like, oh, you betray me, stomach. Mm-mm-mm. Have you had, like, someone make something for you and it's just awful? And, like, you just have to, like, down it. And you're like, can I have another cup of water?
I can honestly say no. I'm pretty wary.
You lucky, lucky dog.
Yeah, I'm pretty wary about that kind of stuff.
It's happened before. I've actually had to do it to myself a couple of times. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be so good. And you smell it, and you bite it, you're like, oh.
I'm not a proper ingredients or measurements person.
Oh, neither am I.
That looks right.
And the same way.
I would say.
And I know we're not alone out there. Just a dash of salt. You just pour a whole handful.
I'd say 15 to 20% of the time when I do that, there's a bomb and I got to throw it all away. Mm. But for the most part, it comes out okay.
I'm the same way, but there's times that, like I said, the aroma smells good, it looks good. You put it on the plate, like, oh, this presentation is amazing. And you put it in your mouth, you're like, I have disrespected my palate.
It's 6 o'clock with the morning reboot on Q105. Good morning. You can text us 419-240-105. Other adventures from the weekend are on the way and what we're doing today at noon. And if you have an ex, we need you to let us know about them.
Q105 Studio. In love with the shape of you.
614, good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd, before we get into why we need your exes, let me give you just a little bit of last night. Adam Lambert. Lambert with Queen opening the show last night. Oscars more before 7, a lot after 7 this morning. Get our podcast if I kind of agree. I kind of agree. More after 7 o'clock with our friend Justin from Toledo Museum of Art and his wonderful theatrical background and more. So around lunchtime today, I have to confirm the time, we're going to head over. A couple of weeks ago during Small Business Friday, during Small Business Shoutouts, I was like, you know what we need here? A place to throw axes and a chic, trendy ramen restaurant. We got a lot of text messages saying, wait a second, there's a place in Perrysburg, Rossford where you can throw axes. And then we connected with Brandy, who is the owner and proprietor of Axe 419, and she invited us to come out. So if you have any X stuff or an X name, I don't think people are going to want to send pictures, and I don't know how comfortable I feel about pictures.
And don't think ex is just someone in a relationship. If you had a horrible boss, that's an ex person too.
I like that as well.
So don't just think you're subjected to someone you're romantically involved with.
Anybody you'd like us to throw an axe at. So what is this? It's like a dartboard, but you're throwing a small handheld axe. I guess you can do it one-handed. I guess you can do it with two hands.
Ooh, what hand are you thinking?
Right. I'm right, but I would do overhead. I think
me too.
I think you can get the most out of it that way.
I don't know. We're gonna see my athletic skills later today, and I'm sure you guys will be disappointed.
I don't think it's an athletic skill to throw an axe.
I mean, you never know. It looks easy, but it's like. Have you ever tried curling?
No, and I don't want to.
Okay, well, it's quite difficult. It's a lot of rubbing.
You're pushing a rock.
No, you're rubbing ice. Right. I don't know. They were just like push. I was like, okay, are we there yet?
I always,
I like Canadians and their shenanigans.
You know, we have a curling place right down the road in BG, right? There's a curling center. It's 15 minutes away.
Shut your mouth.
Yep.
I might have to find this out.
Right in BG. I think it's on, it's in Perrysburg Township, I think. Like, in between Perrysburg and Bowling Green. If you don't take 75, what's the other road? That road, it's
there. I always take 75.
Dude, I'm not going curling with you. You're on your own for curling.
That's fine. Whatever. So axes, though. I'm excited about this. So, you can even text it to me, and I'll type it up on a sheet. Like I said, we don't need pictures. We have Wait, is that a picture?
It is. I went through my Facebook page.
See, I was just going that when we on break, I was going through my Snapchat, because I have a lot of stuff saved in, like, the Snapchat cloud, I guess. There's a few. I don't know if I can use pictures, though, because I'm not that malicious.
Well,
but I can bleep their eyes out, right?
I don't know if people want to send us pictures, and I don't know how comfortable I feel doing that. I'm not that vicious.
Yeah.
But we can do like names and stuff.
Yeah.
Now these, as you can see, are me at my former place of employment. That's an X.
That's
right?
An X. Yeah. So okay.
I'm gonna check.
I like that.
I'm gonna check with Russ and see how he feels about me throwing an axe at pictures of me where I used to work. But right.
You're not saying what time period. There's many places you used to work.
I'm referring to one. Well, and I could throw it at one specific person who has now been mostly responsible for my I've been let go. I don't like to use the word fired because usually when you do fire, you did something wrong. And the three times I've been fired, I don't think I did anything wrong.
Right.
It was just a money thing. But two of these times, one person was responsible. And
I've been there, so I understand.
I'm not bitter because each time I've been let go, I've gone on to greener pastures.
Right.
But I'm going to see if Russ is okay with me putting that out there for me throwing an axe at it. And I'm not bitter, but it would be fun, right?
Yeah, you don't want me to be your friend. I was like, just do it. So I'd be that person. I'd egg you on. I'd be that drunk friend at the bar. You know, you should just do it. I don't even care. You're not even. And then we wake up the next day and you're in jail. I'm like, what happened? You told me to do something.
Do you subscribe to that theory? It's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Never heard of it. So
really?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you probably do that. You without knowing it.
Like, what do you mean? Like before, like.
Well, exactly what it says. It's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Whatever. That sounds...
Like, let's say tomorrow you're not going to work.
I am.
I wouldn't say no... Okay, work is a bad thing, because that's no call, no show.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like to subscribe to a different philosophy than that. It's better to diplomatically or manipulatively persuade someone to give you permission than to ask for forgiveness.
Okay, that makes more sense. Why does that make more sense to me? Do I live by that philosophy?
No, okay. I do. Some girl the other day at TSA, I actually thought this was that we were going to start off in a poor way.
Mm-hmm.
The first arrivers in the first talk that I gave, the sixth graders, a couple of girls jumped in up front. So they were the eager type.
Mm-hmm.
You look evil.
They said that to you?
Why?
Oh, I love
your beard.
I love that mentality of children.
I'm like a good evil. That doesn't make any sense.
Sure don't.
So halfway through the talk, I saw there was a kid with an Iron Man mask on. There was a kid with a Stormtrooper mask on. And I saw there was a kid with a Deadpool shirt. And I referenced the girl saying that I'm evil. I'm like, you know what I'm like? Deadpool. Anti-hero. I'm good when I need to be.
And then she was like, oh.
But don't mess with me. Okay. Exactly.
And then she was like, oh, common ground. I get it.
Tomorrow's an election day.
A special election, correct? A
couple of the special elections. We'll briefly get into that. And some parents are ticked off with potential busing changes and a lot of people without power because of the wind. That's all in just the news you need next.
Q105 Traffic. Space, baby. And I'll write your name. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
I actually have some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
From about an hour or so ago, I see that Cedar Point has reversed a policy that banned people from waiting in line for roller coasters carrying cell phones with steel vengeance.
Oh.
The Sandusky Area Park is adding zippered pouches to the bottom of roller coaster seats to hold phones and other loose items. Cleveland.com reports the park implemented a policy banning cell phones in the line for the record-breaking ride, which features four inversions. During the first weeks of the ride's operation, numerous riders reported losing their cell phones and other items on the roller coaster. So you can bring your phone on with you. Now, will you actually use the pouch? I don't know.
I don't know.
People are going to want to take video and pictures.
Yeah. I also have breaking news for you, too.
What's that?
I went to Sandusky, and the city has reversed their thing, and Hand Jobs gets to keep their name.
They do.
They do.
That's so dumb. Did you talk to Dawn Moon?
No. So I did send her a message, but Stefan and I were going to go take pictures in front of it, because he lives near that area. And then he had shared something with me that... Perkins, the city of Perkins, not Sandusky.
Perkins Township.
Yeah, something like that. They reversed their thing. So as of now, Hand Jobs is, you know, doing their thing.
Great.
There you go. Now, welcome, Miss Moon.
Now we'll move on to the next viral thing.
Right, exactly.
Seriously, I just want to know if her naming it that, while it's free marketing, mm-hmm. doesn't make you any money.
Yeah, I couldn't find her on Facebook, but I totally messaged their Facebook page. I was like, I'm in town. I want to talk to you. No one read it or anything, so I was like, okay. Ah, poop.
Tomorrow is election day, a couple of special elections. I drove by, I was downtown twice last week, and I saw that said early voting. I was like, why? It's February for no.
I do that too sometimes. I have to like Google, and I'm like, oh, there is something coming up.
It's for the initiatives on the ballot tomorrow. Keep the jail downtown Toledo, which if passed would require any new jail facilities must be built within the downtown area, and the Lake Erie Bill of Rights, a proposed amendment which would give Toledo residents the right to sue a business or individual on behalf of the lake to recover for unclaimed environmental damage. My friend Alex asked me if we wanted to have somebody on the air to talk mm-hmm. about this. I'm like, eh, absolutely not. It sounds boring AF.
Yeah, because it does. I want to sound compassionate, but it doesn't affect me. You know what I mean? And not really many people that I know of, but I know there's a group of people out there who are just like, hey, we're going to have to go through this. So
it's just not something that's really interesting. It's water. Clean water is very important.
Yeah.
The minutia that goes into its discussion, not entertaining. Sylvania parents who send their kids to St. John's, Maumee Valley, and Toledo Christian get to use Sylvania buses for school trips. But a letter sent to parents last week warned them that could end. Sylvania says ridership is down and it's expensive. Their superintendent, Dr. Adam Vineski, says he can't justify spending $75,000 a year per route when at most 13 kids are on each bus, and there's a bus driver shortage in the district. The Ohio School Boards Association said busing a student to Sylvania schools cost $817 per student, but to send students to the three out-of-district schools costs about $5,800. Parents dispute those numbers. To me, it just seems like Sylvania schools is doing something that they know they shouldn't be doing. It's morally wrong. It's ethically not right. According to one parent, I think Dr. Fineski believes he could take the $750,000 and spend it better on the students in Sylvania, and we just don't agree, according to another parent. I don't know. I don't know what the actual numbers are, but I'm surprised that they can't hire more bus drivers. That's why you've got Jerry Anderson driving a bus in Bowling Green. You know, you work a you're working a full-time job for 20 some hours a week, and it's decent money.
I remember when I was in school, our buses were packed, but even my nephew, he rides the bus every now and then when my sister doesn't drop him off. And he's like, there's only 10 kids on the bus. I'm like, what?
Really?
Like, back in my day of the great year of 2000, like, there was like three people to a small school bus seat. So, I don't know. Maybe parents are switching to just dropping kids off. Is that why it's down? Or
I don't know. I don't know. If somebody could explain this. And I'm sure there's a lot of details that go into it. Like, out-of-district attendance and things like that. Charter schools, all that. Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, faces charges of soliciting a prostitute after he was twice videotaped in a sex act at a shopping center massage parlor in Florida on Friday. 77-year-old Kraft denied any wrongdoing, and there's delicacy in his words. The case comes amid a crackdown on sex trafficking from Palm Beach to Orlando, in which the police planted cameras in massage parlors. And again, this all comes down to human trafficking and sex trafficking. Most people charged for the first time with soliciting a prostitute in Florida are allowed to enter a diversion program. Kraft would probably have to perform 100 hours of community service and attend a course on the harmful effects of prostitution and sex trafficking, though that doesn't alleviate him from any kind of penalty or punishment from the NFL, which will likely include him severely backing out of the public eye. I would guess no more than that.
Right. I mean, he's 77, y'all. Like,
his wife died a couple of years ago.
He's lonely.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make light of the story, but I'm just...
I'm all for the legalization of prostitution because, much like the legalization of drugs, it might make things better in certain ways. But this was like human trafficking.
And I think that's the word. Like, right. When you said that, I was like, oh, so like...
I believe these are small Asian girls who were basically slaves. That I have an issue with.
Right, right. Yeah.
But if you're... your name is, I don't know.
Tammy, and you got to support your family, and you're doing it willingly, and you're of age, like 30?
Coke is debuting a new flavor for the first time in a long time. Orange Vanilla and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar, the pair of new products, the first regular Coke products or Coke flavors in nearly a decade. They'll come out today. Coca-Cola brand director said on the company's blog that the new flavor is reminiscent of the creamy orange popsicles we grew up loving, but in a classically Coke way. Three other flavors were tested, raspberry, lemon, and ginger, but the orange vanilla combo won big with focus groups. So today, orange vanilla Coke Zero and regular Coke can be found.
I'm going to be searching for this.
How does it mix with vodka?
I'm going to let you know at the X throwing.
Thank you. 640, we are looking for your exes. Tell us your ex story. And we'll throw an axe at them in that story today after noon. Follow along social for that. We'll get to the Oscar stuff and our Kelly updates and some Jussie Smollett. How dumb and careless was he? Oh. Very. We'll get to that before 7 on Q105.
Q105.
652, good morning, the morning reboot on Q105. You can text the show if you'd like your thoughts on the Oscars, which we'll dive into in just a second here. 419-240-1055. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pics. So we'll cover the Oscars with more detail a little bit after 7 o'clock when our friend Justin Camuso drops by from the Toledo Museum of Art and other places. And we'll also make it official that Will apologize for saying that he and his fiance, Lucas, have broken up.
Do you say Will?
Yeah.
You! I am not going down on this ship.
I will apologize to Justin face to face for saying that he and his beau have long been on the rocks. We will find another rumor to start on this show.
I do like your rumors, though.
So a little Oscars, and there are some other stories to get to. Robert Kelly, which he'll likely now be called, and just how bad of a criminal Jesse Smollett is. So here's how last night began with the Oscars. Bang. Adam Lambert and Queen, obviously. What do you report? Make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face. You big disgrace. Kicking your cane all over the place. Singing, we will, we will rock you. Committed no crime and bad mistakes. I've made a few. I've had my share of sand kicked in my face. You watched most of the show, right?
I did. I made it to the 10:30 hour.
Another 45 minutes, you would have made it. To give you some summaries of things. So Best Picture was Green Book, but the other nominees all won Oscars. Lead actor was Rami Malek, Bohemian Rhapsody. Lead actress was Olivia Colman, The Favorite, who gave a great speech. Supporting actor, Mahershala Ali. Supporting actress, Regina King. In all, 15 films won 15 films won 24 prizes, and the show ran about 3 hours and 15 minutes, much shorter than last year's 4-hour event. Spike Lee finally got his Oscar, mm-hmm. Best Director for Black Klansman, and he apparently said about Green Book winning, bad mm-hmm. call, and then also, he reportedly said, now this is reportedly rumor speculation, every time somebody's driving, I lose. Which relates back to Driving Miss Daisy in 1990 and Do the Right Thing. And Green Book is about a driver.
A driver. That's so, funny. Okay, that's hilarious.
If he said it. If he didn't, it's still funny.
Because that's when I went to bed. After his speech, because it was getting very touchy. And I was like, I'm going to go to bed. Okay, you won. I didn't realize how short that man was.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson is probably like a statue, but like... He like picked him up like a baby. It was like, aw.
Let me give you a little bit more from last night, and we'll leave more analysis for when Justin drops by a little bit after 7 o'clock. Also part of the open last night.
Good evening, and welcome to the 1,000,000th Academy Awards. So just a quick update for everybody in case you're confused. There is no host tonight. There won't be a popular movie category, and Mexico is not paying for the wall.
Maya Rudolph joined Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Those three were funny. I felt like they should have opened and then introduced Queen, you know what I mean? And that would have set the pace, I think, because like Queen came out and like, you saw my reaction. I was like, eh. But there's something about those three. Like they're like, I just like them. They have great chemistry.
The Spike Lee win.
Oh, the house! Spike Lee!
Wilmot, it's the first win and 5th nomination for Spike Lee.
We all connect with our ancestors. We will have love, wisdom, regaining. We will gain our humanity. It will be a powerful moment. The 2020 presidential election is around the corner. Let's do the right thing. You know I had to get that in there.
Did he look more like a small black Joker or one of the Mario brothers?
Oh, he looked like Waluigi. Wario. I said with
Wario?
Wario. I thought, yeah.
I'll save the...
I don't know much about him, but there's a likability factor about him.
Sure.
Like, I watched him on the red carpet and, like, his acceptance speech and, like, all his interviews. Because, you know, I go down the rabbit hole learning about these people. And I just, there's just something about him that he doesn't come off arrogant. He seems humble, I guess he does. And I like Spike Lee, so good for you.
He won for Black Klansman, and a lot of people are upset. We'll save this for when Justin pops in about 15 minutes or so, why people are so upset with Green Book winning. Other stuff, R. Kelly is due back in court today, where he'll learn which judge has been assigned to his case. He was charged with sexually abusing four people Friday, and his bond was set at $1 million. During a press conference after the hearing, Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox provided the details on the accusers, which include Kelly's then 24-year-old hairdresser, two 16-year-olds, and one person who was 14 years old at the time of the first alleged incident. The multiple alleged criminal acts of sexual abuse go back to 98. The judge called the allegations against Kelly disturbing. A lawyer for R. Kelly said the singer may not post bail until Monday or Tuesday. I'm surprised they were able to nab him.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say. When they say he has to appear in court, does he physically have to be there? Or
I think so.
I'm his attorney representing Mr. Robert Kelly type of thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but like,
you, I mean, just quit, just go. You know what I mean? Like, he's so nasty.
Like you've said for weeks now, go to Bali.
Right. And well, I told you he bought that piece of land in South Africa. So I don't know if that's what I'm saying when they said, does he have to show up? I mean, it says he has to show up. Like, will he be like,
well, he was under arrest. So,
All
right.
I know. the collective sigh. You guys all know what's coming.
So when I was at TSA, and I think it was the eighth grade class, during our suicide prevention coalition presentation, we say, can you name someone in TV or celebrity or Hollywood, you know, that might have some issues? And a couple of girls up front said, Jussie Smollett. And I'm like, you know what?
Since you brought it up.
We go to fictional characters, but yes, there was obviously something wrong with him to come up with such an elaborately poor idea. So, he is the worst criminal ever. Let me read through some of this. He texted the two brothers on January 25th, might need your help on the low. You around to talk face-to-face? He gave the brothers directions on the staged attack and told them to put a noose around his neck and shout, Empire F-word and Empire N-word, and do something with Make America Great Again. He took the brothers, took the brothers to near the site of the purported attack, which had surveillance camera on the corner. The actor told detectives two men attacked him near the lower entrance of a Lowe's hotel. After laying out a plan and rehearsing it, Smollett gave the brothers a $100 bill to buy clothing and rope for the noose. The staged attack then went ahead as planned, with the brothers mildly punching Smollett with gloved hands. According to, one of the police spokespeople, as far as we can tell, the scratching and bruising that you saw on his face were most likely self-inflicted. Police initially treated the matter as a hate crime, but they could not find video of the incident from the surveillance cameras. I believe Mr. Smollett wanted it on camera, but unfortunately, that particular camera wasn't pointed in that direction. He didn't put it in the direction of the cameras. From there, police used hours of video footage from about 35 police pod surveillance cameras in the city and more than 20 private sector cameras to piece together their movements. It was the footage documenting the men's arrival to the scene that produced a breakthrough. Tracking their steps in reverse, investigators saw them getting out of a taxi three blocks away where the alleged attack would have taken place, about a half an hour before the altercation would happen. Investigators tracked that cab ride backwards and learned the men had flagged the cab down after exiting a rideshare. That rideshare, an Uber, was the lead that we needed in order to identify the two persons of interest, according to a police spokesperson.
And also, I read on the internet, for those of you guys, you can't see, I'm literally scrunching my forehead together. Would you like to know where they rehearsed it? Would you like to
know? In the hotel room?
No. Well, that too. They asked for special clearance and rehearsed it on the set of Empire. And when caught via people, they were play fighting. They were just like joking around because one is his personal trainer. I'm like, wait a minute. So you plan this attack verbatim, how it went down with the actual attack that we're all talking about. You rehearse it in front of people and then ask people to critique the fight scene because you want to bring it up to the producers and be like, we have this plot twist that we've been working on. I'm like, are you dumbest criminal crime ever?
It's
ask people to critique it?
It's laughable. 702, Oscars in full. including why everybody, or why a lot of people, are upset about Green Book winning Best Picture. We'll get to that in less than 15 minutes. It's the Morning Reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd, stay with us. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig.
Q105.
All right, welcome to the show this morning, 7:14 on Monday, February 25th. It's Q105, the Morning Reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Floyd, remember that day I had all those caffeine bars?
Yes. And you were jittery.
I'm a little jittery now because I had McDonald's coffee, and okay, then I had one of the Starbucks K cups, and I think I had too much caffeine.
Already?
A little bit.
It's only 7:15.
Green Book was the Best Picture winner last night. Bohemian Rhapsody, lead actor in Rami Malek, who fell down afterwards. Olivia Colman, The Favorite, and a little bit of everything won last night. Let me play you Lady Gaga last night, and then we'll bring in our friend Justin Camuso from the Toledo Museum of Art.
My family's here. I love you, Mom and Dad, Bradley. There is not a single person on the planet. My family's here. I
Whoops.
Love you, Mom
Sorry.
And Dad,
Bad
Bradley. There is not a single person on the planet that could have sang this song with me but you. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you so much.
In the shallow, we're far from the shallow now.
Have to say is that this is hard work. I've worked hard for a long time, and it's not about, you know, it's not about winning, but what it's about is not giving up. If you have a dream, fight for it. There's a discipline for passion, and it's not about how many times you get rejected or but you fall down or you're beaten up. It's about how many times you stand up and are brave and you keep on going. Thank you.
Lady Gaga, it's Q105, the Morning Reboot. He's Justin Camuso, our friend from the Toledo Museum of Art.
Hey,
and of many degrees from Bowling Green.
That's me.
That's where your expertise for this comes from.
Uh-huh.
Are you one of the people who's disappointed that Green Book won with all the drama surrounding the people that made that movie?
Yes, I super am. I'm not happy about that.
I can tell. You're irate. What are your big takeaways from the evening?
It was a really, I thought, actually a pretty good show in terms of, like, I know we were all nervous that there wasn't a host, and we were like, well, who's going to kind of like direct the show, and like, how are we going to know what like the mood is overall? But I thought the way they ended up going about it ended up working fine. Just having, you know, a couple celebrities come out, do little bits every once in a while, just kind of keep the momentum going. I think, like you mentioned earlier, there was definitely some like awards spreading. Mm-hmm. I will admit I didn't put Black Panther winning any awards because I didn't know where we were at in terms of, you know, how the Academy was going to vote when it comes to Black Panther, but it took home three different awards, and costume, production design, and original score, which are amazing. And I'm so happy that it won.
There was a lot of diversity, people of color, women in the nominees, mm-hmm. so you would think that they would win, and they did. The awards, if you take Green Book out of it, it was a, you know, divert. Everybody won a little bit of everything. Everybody went home happy last night. I love this statistic that 15 films won the 24 prizes, and let's see, everybody that didn't, that was in the Best Picture category besides Green Book, still won something in another category somewhere. Mm-hmm. So showed you how spread out the movies were this year with quality.
Yeah, totally. And like, that's saying something, that a movie like If Beale Street Could Talk wasn't even nominated for Best Picture, or Barry Jenkins wasn't nominated for Best Director. It was one of my top 10 films of the year, and I don't know why it wasn't up there. It seemed like everyone really enjoyed that movie, and it's totally like the most Oscar-friendly movie ever. But I'm happy that it did win some things, including Regina King's performance.
Spike Lee, how about Spike Lee winning? Finally, him getting off the schneid, getting his first directorial Oscar.
Well, it wasn't for directorial. It was
screenplay.
Yeah. And but I think what made that moment so special was that it was Samuel L. Jackson that got to announce it, and the look on his face, and he was like so overjoyed, and then Spike ran up on stage and literally like leaped onto him, and there's this moment that has now been gift, of course, that is just like Spike Lee leaping into Samuel L. Jackson's arms. And honestly, that's that's enough that I was able to go to bed last night a little bit happy to see something like that.
Did you happen to catch, and it was gift or at least tweeted, that when Jennifer Lopez and Chris Evans were announcing an award, Chris Evans kind of spoiled things by fist pumping before they announced that Black Panther had won for the category that it did?
Yes, I noticed that. But also, best part of the evening with Chris Evans is he truly is Captain America in the fact that Regina King had to walk up on stage and she was struggling a little bit, and Chris Evans leaped out of his chair to lend her an arm and help her up the stairs.
Although everyone else had to come save Rami Malek after he got off of stage. That's floating around the internet as well. One thing that we didn't talk about at all leading up to any of the Oscars was First Man, other than you telling me that I'd really like it. Mm-hmm. It won. Visual effects.
Yeah, and that was really exciting. So a lot of people were saying that Avengers was actually going to win because there had been some... It's always really interesting because between the Golden Globes to now, there's so many different award shows that... are so niche, so it's like there's the special effects type awards, there's the SAG awards versus the actors, there's the editing awards, there's all this stuff. So we kind of have this like through line of what the best people in that industry are thinking. So all the data had really pointed to that Avengers was going to win for special effects. I'm not mad that First Man won. I think what they were able to do and make you feel like you were actually in space and make it terrifying was a true accomplishment.
Justin Camuso, our friend from the Toledo Museum of Art, it's Eric Chase Floyd, the morning reboot. As we have a couple minutes left to wrap up here, what would you suggest people go see now that this whole award season is over if they have not seen? I would say tops on the list for me and Floyd too. Black Klansman?
Yes. Oh, yes. I just found out it was a real story.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I was like,
I think there's some creative liberties, but still, it's awesome. I really liked that a lot. I think the one I keep telling everybody is The Favorite, and it doesn't look like a typical, or it actually looks like it would be like a typical costume drama about royalty, and it looks like it'd be really snobby. It's not. It is really weird. It's super funny, and it's just really emotional, and all three of those women in that are fantastic. And watching Olivia Colman pull a surprise win out when everyone was saying was Glenn Close was going to win, or maybe Lady Gaga, and then to have Olivia Colman win, that was a true delightful surprise.
And she was surprised. Like, yes. She literally like she sat in her seat for like maybe 10 seconds, and people were just like, girl, you won.
Yeah, they're like,
get your butt up there.
Yeah.
Jessica Musso is with us from the Toledo Museum of Art, recapping the Oscars from last night. I think all the categories, I don't know if any of these movies are timeless and that we'll be talking about any of the major categories 10, 15 years from now as we would with some of the biggest movies of all time. But maybe the most competitive, I mean, they were all very competitive, but maybe the most competitive category with great movie, like great, like we're going to be talking about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse years from now.
Yeah.
And I would say, would you agree that if that one didn't win, we would really be outraged because the movie was that good?
Yeah, I think that was kind of a no-brainer on the Academy's part. Not only is it like technically the most fascinating movie I've seen in years. Mm-hmm. But it's a really solid story. It doesn't even feel like a superhero movie for part of it. It's just, it's wild. The fact that they were able to not only like sell that concept of the multiple Spider-Verses, but then also crank out this amazing movie is a truly astounding feat.
Of all these, I think that's the one we'll be talking about in years to come because of the way it might have given hope to other movies. Mm-hmm. By other movie companies and showing you we've gotten past like Iron Man and some of the other movies were like, oh, these just aren't for people who right. don't leave their mom's basement. Much like this might be the movie. Oh, you know, like Incredibles 2 as well. Oh, you know, animated movies just aren't for kids because it had adult themes that it broached. Any major lowlights other than, you know, you being disappointed Green Book won overall?
I think not only did Green Book win overall, but it also won... it won the screenplay category, original screenplay, which I thought any of the other movies in that category probably should have won. And then going back to Bohemian Rhapsody, there is a clip on Twitter that everyone should find. Just search Bohemian Rhapsody editing, and it shows how terribly edited that movie is. And it won best editing.
I noticed that. I was like,
right.
Okay.
I saw that, and I questioned that briefly. I'm thinking, you know, with the way we get jerked around with Marvel trailers, mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, like they create separate visuals for the trailers and the movies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's editing.
Yeah.
Last question. I know we can't see the ratings yet, and I want to see how these things played out, but it was like almost an hour shorter than last year's show. Would you ever suggest them moving forward, going hostless, or keep it moving and snappy like this?
I actually super liked the hostless. It worked for me. You know, yeah. As much as I love the, you know, the Ellen going out into the audience, taking a selfie or getting everyone pizza, or Jimmy Kimmel taking like 10 celebrities over to a local movie theater. Like that stuff's really fun. And I love those little bits, but we didn't have any of that. And so it shortened the show by like a half hour. Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah.
It is fast and snappier, but there's a lot less virility to it. Mm-hmm. So we'll see where they decide to lay, because the actors and the unions got their way. You got all your awards on TV.
Yep.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't care about that stuff.
Yeah. But it was really great that we did get all those awards on TV, because especially with the one of the women who won for Black Panther, I don't remember if it was costume or production design, but her speech was fantastic.
Oh, the one in the red dress?
Yes.
Yeah, costume.
She was so good. And you wouldn't have gotten something like that if we had cut some of the awards.
No, you'd had Ellen doing selfies, where we're still talking about this morning.
Yeah.
So we'll see which way it goes. You can hang out a little bit longer. We're going to talk about wedding dresses coming up.
I need to get to work.
Okay. Get to work. 7:25. That's our friend Justin Camuso from TM. Anything big coming up at the Art Museum soon?
There's a new exhibition opening called Global Conversations. There's a fuller title to it, but I can't remember right now. And that'll open in one of our newer galleries in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. It's mostly nice contemporary works from around the world.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I like it. 7:25 with the morning reboot on Q105. Wedding dress drama in the wedding party coming up.
Q105.
7:55. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. I definitely had way too much coffee today. Way too much coffee.
Do you think so?
I'm a little jittery.
Janet
Amin will be with us around 8:15 or so. Listen for us to give you the cue to call in to get a free astrological reading from our friend Janet. 7:56, Eric and Floyd, the morning reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Quickly, before we do entertainment with some Oscars recap from last night, I saw it again. It was up on whatever we watch here in the morning, and then I Googled it quickly. There are less than 2 months left, and I feel like I'm the only one who's paid mind to this. There are less than 2 months left for that $1.5 billion lottery winner to come forward.
Oh, yeah, you keep bringing it up.
They haven't come forward
yet. They're probably dead. Well, I mean, because most lottery winners are old, so maybe that would stink, though. You die before you find out you got the winning lottery ticket.
The suggestions were they died immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Like from shock, they were so surprised they did something like ran out into traffic and got killed.
Right.
They don't want a background check. What were the other things that people
do? They do background checks when you win the lottery?
Yeah. Well, they just want to remain anonymous.
Okay. I don't know. There's a lot of factors. Like if you won that money, you know you have that ticket, and
maybe they lost the ticket.
Oh, that would stink.
Or maybe they're like, you know what? $890 million in lump sum? Don't need it. More money, more problems. But they have until April 19 to collect it. And if they don't, it goes back to all the state lotteries.
Huh. Okay.
$1.5
billion. That's so
or much. 880 roughly in lump sum.
Man, what would you do with that money?
What wouldn't I do?
Oh, my God. I wouldn't even know what to do. I don't even know when I get like $10 in my pocket, let alone.
Whew. I told you I would come on this show.
Oh yeah, you did tell me
that. I would curse and use language that I felt as I wanted to. Like, I don't have a sailor's mouth, but if I want to drop an F-bomb or two, I will just write the check to whoever. And it might, you know, might get us kicked off, but I'll just keep writing the checks for the fines.
And that you can open your own radio. I mean, I just think I say I would keep working, but like in my heart of hearts, I'd be like, I'm hitting it somewhere.
Also, Steel Vengeance is going to have zipper pockets on the bottom of seats, so you can now take your mobile devices onto Cedar Point roller coaster rides.
Actually, what did they do before that? Did they have like the bins? I haven't been to Cedar Point in a while.
You're asking the wrong person.
I think there were like bins you put your stuff in.
Lines and heights, two things I don't enjoy. But that's up on our Q105 Facebook page. These were not the hosts of last night's Oscars.
Good evening and welcome to the 1 millionth Academy Awards.
So just a quick update for everybody in case you're confused. There is no host tonight. There won't be a popular movie category, and Mexico is not paying for the wall.
Maya Rudolph, Tina Fey, and Amy Poehler are saying they're not hosting the show, but the opening was this. Sounds like a really good karaoke version.
Yeah, it.
Justin pointed it out. Our friend Justin was here from TMA to talk about the Oscars. He's an expert with all these movies. He's like, Adam Lambert used to jump around and go wild and be all eccentric, mm-hmm. and that's kind of like why they thought they wanted him, and he doesn't do
but
that
anymore.
But then
he gets on stage, he's very. He loses that spark that we all like, because I'm an Adam Lambert fan, but I'm just
Everybody won a little bit of everything last night. There was some disgust that Green Book won Best Pictures, both because of the behavior and the past of the people that made the movie and the portrayal of the relationship between the two main characters, one of which was Mahershala Ali, who won for Best Supporting Actor. Supporting Actress, Regina King, if Beale Street could talk. Lead Actor and Lead Actress, Rami Malek and Olivia Colman. Best Animated Feature, Into the Spider-Verse. Black Klansman Adapted Screenplay won Spike Lee his long-awaited Oscar. And there's some rumor that he was disgusted by Green Book winning, and there's some rumor speculation that he said backstage, every time somebody's driving, I lose. The reference he made to the Oscars in 1990 with Do the Right Thing for driving Miss Daisy.
That's funny.
All the movies that were in the Best Picture won in some way, shape, or form through the other categories, aside from Green Book. In all, 15 films won 24 prizes. The show ran about 3 hours and 15 minutes. And let's see. Bohemian Rhapsody didn't win Best Picture, but it took home the most Oscars of any film. 4 in total. Sound editing, sound mixing, editing, and it starred Rami Malek, who won, again, lead actor. And not mentioned much, but visual effects didn't go to any of the Marvel movies. It went to First Man, and Ryan Gosling's movie about Neil Armstrong. And Lady Gaga did win for original song for Shallow with A Star Is Born. And she performed that with Bradley Cooper, mm-hmm. and we definitely think if you watch their performance,
yeah,
something's going on.
Something's going on, or that no one has that good of chemistry.
No,
no
they
one.
Look madly
you
in love.
Can't even fake it.
There's a bad edit here, so forgive me, but let me play you some of Gaga.
My family's here. I love you, Mom and Dad, Bradley. There is not a single person on the planet. My family's
Sorry.
Here. I love you, Mom and Dad, Bradley. There is not a single person on the planet that could have sang this song with me but you.
Really?
Thank you for believing in us. Thank you so much.
In the shallow, we're far from the shallow now.
Help me out here. I don't know the intimate details of the relationship, but Johnny Cash.
Yes.
His wife?
June Carter Cash.
Okay, so I saw that movie. And I saw that movie when it came out, when it was Joaquin Phoenix and
Reese Witherspoon.
Okay, they sang together, right?
Yes.
Okay. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga reminded me of those two.
Mm.
Just like her saying, I love you, Bradley. You've performed with Lady Gaga and countless other stars.
Right.
You say a guy who's an act. I mean, this is not to disparage him whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
But they've got something. And I'm only one. This is wild, reckless speculation. He's with a beautiful Sports Illustrated model, Irina Shayk.
Uh-huh.
They have a baby together.
She was in attendance.
I don't know if they're married, but it's almost like he has seen, like, talents that very few people on the planet have,
uh-huh.
and beauty in Lady Gaga, and he's thinking, this was here for me if I just would have waited.
But do you think it's one of those things? Here's the thing, though. Like, you say that, but like, watch next week. I'm not saying like Bradley Cooper and his girlfriend break up, and then all of a sudden Lady Gaga's single, and then all of a sudden they're dating him.
Right.
Us in Hollywood land is like, yes!
And we're like, Eric was right.
She has a kid. with Bradley. We're like, yeah, but it's Gaga and Bradley. Did you see them on the Oscars? That's the love I want.
Do you know what it is? It's Tom Brady all over again. Because what, I think his son, his oldest son, mm-hmm. is from Bridget Moynihan.
I always thought he was with Gisele Bündchen.
And
so,
he left her for Gisele Bündchen. And there wasn't that big of an uproar about it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Lastly, Amy Schumer has had a really rough pregnancy. She had a, it was an Instagram back in the fall, her puking in a bathroom. She's got something that I can't really pronounce, so forgive me. Hyperemesis.
Oh.
A severe pregnancy condition due to complications from it. I'm not cleared to fly for the next couple of weeks. I'm going to have to cancel the remainder of my tour. Refunds are available at the point of purchase. The baby and I are healthy and everything looks good, but I'm in my third trimester and I'm still nauseous all the time and vomiting. I vomit mostly every time I ride in the car for even 5 minutes.
Kudos to women. I couldn't imagine, or I couldn't be there, couldn't be pregnant, but like, I can't imagine still working and pregnant that far along. Like, remember when J-Lo went on tour and she was pregnant and she's up there dancing with her twins? I'm just like, the female body is strong, and kudos to all those mom and ladies out there, because me as a guy, I'd be pregnant and be like, I ain't doing nothing for the next 9 months.
Yep.
I was like, yep. Wait on me. But like, you can't do that. Like, you just got to keep going.
Then I have to push an 8-pound thing out of me.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Kudos to you, ladies.
805, the morning reboot on Q105. More on our Q105 Facebook page. Jan and Amid will be along shortly. We'll get you a free astrological reading.
Q105 Studios.
817 on Q105, the morning reboot. Jan and Amid along shortly.
Shortly.
We will line up your calls in just a moment. Hang on a second. After 9 o'clock today, a friend, Montrese from UMIDOP, will be by because there is an East Toledo town hall about the opioid epidemic and beyond. That's Wednesday night. Montrese from UMIDOP will be by to talk about that and what UMIDOP is, one of the great mental health agencies we have here in our area. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. You can text the show 419-240-1055. Before we grab Janet and start lining up calls for that, you have plans tonight?
No.
Stomp?
Oh, no, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow. Tuesday.
And you've never seen it before.
I've never seen it. And it was really popular when I was younger and I knew of it. But like, I was just like, oh, they're... Okay, I didn't appreciate it back then. But now I have the opportunity to go as an adult, and I'm excited.
At Stranahan?
Yep.
You liking musicals and
I love theater.
And theater, and I'm not making any stereotypes. You like the... I'm surprised.
And this is a test to Stefan. I like theater, but I never actually did anything with it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I love show tunes. I have these soundtracks. I never actually went out of my way to actually go see them live. Mm-hmm. Like I did early in my early 20s, mid-20s. But like I just kind of just lost a passion of seeing a live show. But like this has sparked me. So like every chance I get, like my friend was like, hey, anybody want Stomp tickets? I'm just like, why the hell not? You know what I mean? I'm like, so I was like, yeah. And she emailed them over to me. And I was like, ask him if he wants to go. Like, so like I'm really enjoying getting back and seeing live theater, no matter how bad it is.
For as long as that show has been around and popular, I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I know. It comes to Toledo like every so often. So yeah. Like it comes regularly, but it hasn't been, I think, on the website. First time in 5 years it hasn't been here. So
have you seen Wicked?
I've seen Wicked like 3 times.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you're good then.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good with that one.
You're good. Have fun. Yeah. Tomorrow is my ride along with the Toledo.
Oh, it's a coming. Oh, I feel like you just talked about this like forever ago. I can't believe it's here already.
Here's the schedule. Tomorrow is my ride along with Officer Dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
I have to meet over at the Scott Park Toledo Police Facility at 2:20.
Okay.
They background check me, and then I figure I'll hang out till like 5 or 6.
All right. So you're gonna be. Did they put a vest on you and stuff?
I don't know anything.
I just got excited for you.
But you're right. You've asked this question, and I keep thinking about it. So far as I know, there are 4 seats in the car. 2 will be taken up by the officers. 1 will be me. So if we pick up a heathen on the way,
I will fake a crime.
What happens if we pick up some heathen, and I'm like, hello, I'm Eric. Oh, you're in handcuffs. Sorry. And then he spits, or she spits on me.
Oh. Or what if it's like someone with bad hygiene and you just and you're stuck because you ooh, this can go so many ways for you, and I'm here for it. Sorry,
I'm kind of worried about the background check.
Have you murdered anyone? Background checks only bring, because I was freaked out about mine because I had parking tickets. They only look at like literally those felonies, like murder, burglary, or are you even in prison or jail? I think you're good because since I've known you, which has been a few years, you've not been behind bars.
I think what you're looking to say is haven't been caught.
But they still wouldn't show up on your background check.
Right. No, but I was too eager and ambitious with my taxes. I've got to amend them.
Is that what happened?
Maybe. Well, I don't know. And I have a concern about my Medicaid. None of it is completely intentional.
Welcome to my world.
So it might explain why I haven't gotten my refund.
Okay.
But tomorrow, TPD, 2 o'clock, 2:20-ish. I don't know if I'm allowed to do any live Facebook or anything like that or pictures, but Taylor will be in to debrief the situation on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, yeah. Find out if you can, like, bring a GoPro and I'll let you borrow it. And I have the window hookup. So it wouldn't be live. It would be something like we'd have to edit. Maybe just you on the ride along. So see if you can bring like a GoPro. Okay. And I'll let you borrow it and we'll get the hookups.
If you want to get a free astrological reading, she's not here yet, but she will be momentarily. Janet Amid, our astrologer, 419-240-1055. We need your name, your birth date. It's really helpful if we have your time of birth. If you're asking about a relationship, their birth date is helpful as well. But if you want to ask about just general life stuff, career, job, whatever it may be, 419-240-1055. Your calls for Janet Amid. Next.
Q105 strikes, and this time, strike back. Cepacol, feel the difference.
You nasty, you got a nasty, you got nasty.
Just some crazy middle class Toledoans.
Okay, maybe it's like not as good.
The Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello to you.
It's Mercury retrograde?
Mercury's going to go retrograde on the 6th of March, and it's going to be retrograding in the sign of, guess what, Pisces. So people that are born under the sign of Gemini, Virgo, Pisces are affected. And again, it depends on your time of birth and where it falls into your natal chart. So it'll be interesting to see how it affects us. Now, I'm talking about it now because it affects us about a week prior to its actual occurrence.
Okay, yeah, because we'll see you again before March 6th. Janet Amid is here to take your calls on Q105 with the Morning Reboot. Can we go to Anita first?
I would love to talk to Anita.
Hi, Anita. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your it's a job question for Janet, right?
Yes.
Okay, what do you got for us?
How much coffee have you had?
I told you.
Almighty. I mean, he is like going through the wires here. Okay. So what is your question? It's about work?
Yes.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I don't know if you ever listen to this when I talk about cycles and stages and everything, but one of the stages that you're coming into in about a year and a half is going to be your second Saturn return. The first one occurred in 91 through 94. What that basically means in a nutshell is you're preparing for that cycle. You're preparing now. Now, you're in a no tolerance period right now, and I know that that's been hitting you, and I'll be honest with you, since December last year, you have not been having a good time. It's been a little difficult for you with work and job matters and things like that. And you're feeling the hit a lot since around December. So I know it's been very stressful for you because I see it. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like you're on overload right now. And I will bet my bottom dollar around the holidays you didn't have a good time because the first and second week of December, you were ready to just, you know, kick it to the curb. So I honestly can see where there's stress. My suggestion is I wouldn't make any big changes. Get through March, and if you're going to do anything, maybe May or June of 2019 this year, would be better. Spring, summer would be a lot better of a cycle to make any changes. If you could possibly hold off till your birthday in September, better yet. But you're going through the same kind of thing you went through, way back in 07, 08. It's similar to that a little bit. That was a big transition from 05 through 07. Does that make sense?
I can't remember back then.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying when you hang up, think about those periods. But I suggest you don't make any big changes right now, okay?
All right.
Good luck.
Thanks, Anita. It's 8:30 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. We can get your calls for Jan and Amid, 419-240-1055. She's here till, well, she'll be here a little late because she arrived late. Your calls, more coming up on Q. It's 8:37 on Q105, the Morning Reboot. You can call now if you want to get a free astrological reading from our friend Janet Amid, 419-240-1055. It's kind of messy with retrograde, Mercury retrograde coming up.
Yes, it is going to be, but it's a week away, you know, so we're okay.
You're,
a week from this coming.
I'm a Gemini. That means I'm going to be a mess.
You're going to be feeling it, babe. You're going to be feeling it.
I'm over it. I just got over the supermoon.
You've given everybody the heads up.
Yep.
So if like March 10th rolls around and your life is a mess, don't come crawling back. You're saying, you didn't tell me nothing about my life.
Send your taxes in before October 6th.
Oh, God.
Or after March. I'm sorry. Did I say October? I was looking at October's birthday. Next person coming up. Send it in before March 6th or after March 24th.
Is there a way to overcome it? Like...
Well,
or is it impending doom?
The planets don't control us. The free will is a higher law of the universe.
We have no free will.
We have free will.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't. Is this Stephanie?
Yes.
Hi, Stephanie. What's your question for Janet?
I was just wondering about career.
Okay. You know, you're a workaholic. One of the things I noticed right away is
she's some kind of holic.
You are a workaholic. You're motivated. I love your competitiveness. You obsess a little too much about money and stuff like that. That does show up a little bit. You worry about those things, but you're very motivated. I cannot imagine you not doing a good job with anything that you take on, work-wise, job-wise, anything. I will say that your biggest shift came in 2012 through 2014. That was a big transition for you. And the next one coming up is about a year and a half in 2020 through 2023. So you're going to re-examine a lot of things with work. You're also, you get bored very easily. So I can see that. I mean, you have to keep moving and doing something where you're always on the go. Judgment calls, a little bit. You got to work with that a little bit. But I think you're extremely bright. And I love the way you think. So I feel like with your job, work situation, this is a stellar year for you. If it hasn't been so good, a lot of it has been maybe just your own, you're in your own way. You know what I'm saying? But astrologically speaking, you have some good aspects coming up. Very motivated, good with management. You're a leader, not a follower.
Thank you so much.
Does this make sense to you?
It does. It does. Yeah.
I love your chart. Love you. You'd be a great therapist, counselor, psychologist. Good luck.
Thanks, Stephanie. Jan and Amit on with us on the Morning Reboot, 8:40. Next up is, hey, what's your name? Hello? Hello? One,
hello?
Two, three, go. Anybody? Are you there?
Flynn, who is this?
I thought it was, is it Lassie?
No, that's Cassie.
Oh, okay.
Cassie?
I was gonna say, I can't see.
All right, we're going to jump ahead. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. What's your date of birth, please?
October 26th, 1977.
Do you know your time of birth?
2:54 p.m.
Great.
They're paying attention. What's your question for Janet?
My question is about job.
Okay. Are you thinking about making a change with work? Because what's interesting is being a Scorpio, this is a good year for Scorpio. Last year was very hard. I can tell you honestly, everybody had a difficult time last year. But this year is a little more prosperous from what I'm seeing here. And one of the things I notice about you is you should work for yourself or be your own boss. I don't think you're doing that, but I definitely see you as somebody that could do that because you're very much of a, kind of like the type of person that likes to do your own thing. You have to work on your delivery with work. Your emotional sign, being in the sign of Taurus, is all about you're born under Scorpio, but you're born kind of close to a full moon, so you can get very emotional about things and have a resistance when it comes to change. And the other aspect about this is, even though you're feminine, you're not a girly girl. You know, you have a strong, forthcoming mind, you know, anything you do. And the other aspect of this too, your biggest change way back when was 05 through 07, so you have another one coming up pretty soon, mainly the end of this year into next year. So that's when things are going to start popping. Your tolerance level for people and situations is zero. I'm surprised you didn't ask me about relationships because, man, you're having a lot of tough stuff going on there. I mean, major.
I don't know what's going on with that.
I don't know what's going on with that, but that'll be next week. Yeah. We could talk about that.
Thank you for the phone call.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Am I hanging up with her? Okay. Good luck.
I am.
Thank you.
Is it two or three for Kevin?
Two.
Kevin. Kevin's back from last week. Hey, Kevin, thanks for calling us back.
Thanks.
What is your question for Janet Amid here on Q105?
My career.
Didn't you call last week?
We couldn't get to him.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Was it my fault or your fault?
Definitely your fault.
Okay. Was I late again? Okay.
Yes.
Kevin, what is your question? I mean, you want to know about your job. So are you thinking about making some changes with career? Because, before you answer that, you're going through a cycle called a Saturn opposition, which in English means that you had gone through your first shift was, I know it was a long time ago, but I have to look at the past in order to understand the present. So going back to 2003 through 05, 09 through 2012, now December 2017 through 2020, whatever you started then, you're re-examining it right now. So that's kind of what I'm seeing with you. And being a Sagittarius, you know, you get bored easily. So you do need, and you're excessive, and you do need to constantly make some changes. But yet, being a Sag with some Scorpio in your chart, change can be very difficult for you at the same time. But I do see anything you put your mind to, you do well with, because you're very, very motivated about things. The only thing is, if you're thinking about making a change, and you heard one of the other calls I had, I would wait till the end of March to make any changes. May or June would be the best time.
Okay.
You have a very good psychological side. You're great with people, communication, things like that. You're also really good in anything of independence. Like, I could see you working for yourself. You're good with communication, but you also have to work on your anxiety level, because it's definitely there. So you got to work on that. You kind of hold it, you know, kind of inward, but you have to work on that a little bit. But all in all, looks pretty good.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Good luck.
Kevin. I love the, it all looks pretty good. I feel like I'm at a dentist. I feel like I'm with Dr. Frankel. You know, you can brush a little better, maybe floss this spot, but all
I
look pretty
John.
Good. So do I. 844. Why don't we'll do something with them. We'll still get to them, but more to come with Janet and me. We've got signs on the way and your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. $1,000 before 9.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from. And you'll get $1,000
live and local. So we got all the dirt on them.
You're not going to post those, are you?
The Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
849, Q105, the Morning Reboot. And let's, before we get back to Janet, give you your chance to win another $1,000 with the $1,000 payoff. Text the national keyword SMILE to 95819. That's SMILE, S-M-I-L-E. Text that to 95819. We'll text you back confirming your entry. Data and message rates may apply. It's the $1,000 payoff on Q105. SMILE to 95819. Here's what we'll do, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get a couple of our callers.
Okay.
Final two callers. We'll play some songs, and then we'll do singing signs.
I am all into that.
Who do we got first, Floyd?
It is Cassie.
Is she on one or three?
One.
One. Hi, Cassie. Good morning. Hello. Thanks for holding on. What's your question for Janet Amid?
We can just do relationships.
So how long have you two been together?
We have been together almost 20 years.
Wow. Well, it's interesting. He's a Scorpio and you're an Aquarius. It's not always an easy combination. But of course, you know how I look at it. You can't look at the sun sign because it doesn't always mean a lot. You have to look at everything else. We don't know your time of birth to see how you fall into each other's charts. But maybe the next time you call, you'll have that. We can look at it more, you know, closely. I would say that he's a good guy. He works hard. He's going through his second Saturn return that began December 2017 through 2020. So his tolerance level is zero. He's not up to par with himself sometimes. And I can see that happening right now. But emotionally, he doesn't want to let go of you or anything. And I'm not saying he would ever want to, but he is sort of like one of these people that's a creature of habit. So for you being an Aquarian, that could be rather rough for you, though, because you like a little more spontaneity, you know, fun. You're a little bit more, I want to say, open to let's travel, let's do this, let's do that. And he likes to sit in front of his TV if he's not working and kind of do his thing. You know what I mean? He's not a real, you know what I'm saying? So I would say it's not an easy relationship. And right now you're both in a challenging period, but I don't see you guys letting go of each other. I do think he has to watch his health. I don't normally talk about health matters, but he does need to watch that a little bit. He has sort of like acid reflux, esophageal things going on here.
Yeah
I'm seeing that in his chart. And also lower back and knees. But otherwise, I feel like you're not going anywhere. So the best thing you can do is have fun, live your life, and, you know, kind of like just kind of tolerate as much as you can. You're not going anywhere in this relationship. So good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Last up, who are we hitting here?
We have John.
Hi, John. What's your question for Janet? You'll wrap us up today.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Janet. I had some serious health issues back in November, and I wondered if it's going to ever get better.
Well, you've had some issues that... John, is this you?
Is this John?
No, Janet. This is John G. Okay, I know who
John,
this is.
John, you have to call a doctor, not Janet.
Well, Janet knows a lot of stuff. Well, you know, interestingly enough, your moon got hit, and we talked about this. You and I had spoken about this, that your moon got hit last year. So that meant the moon rules your emotions, your health, and I know your time of birth, so I know that you've had a lot of things going on. It wasn't just November. It was even prior to that, even around October, things got a little difficult for you. But you had Jupiter going over your moon, and English basically expands on issues that relate to the health. And you weren't always taking care of yourself. Although I know I've eaten dinner with you, and I know you eat well. So I do see that. But I do know that a lot of things are getting better with you. You have sugar issues, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you have sugar, and you had some digestion problems as well. So I see that. And I honestly think a lot of it has just been, it's been sort of like, I almost want to say it's PTSD. You know, you've had a lot of anxiety from the past, which you and I both know about. And so I think that accumulated, cultivated into your, relating to your health, because I think it's just been one thing after another with you. But I know you're taking care of yourself now.
Absolutely.
You're working on yourself a lot better.
All right, personal calls off the air.
John, I'll talk to you later. I'll give you a call later.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, bye. John.
He's trying to be so professional. That's not like him.
8:53. We exude professionalism on this show. One more segment to go with Janet. We'll get to the singing signs. And again, smile. Text smile to 95819. That's your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. Smile to 95819. We started the podcast. Text SMILE to 95819 to win the $1,000 payoff. Good luck. It's Q105. Final couple of minutes with Janet Amid. She has an announcement to make.
Well, first of all, can I mention something about the Oscars?
Yeah.
I think the lead actress should have been Lady Gaga.
Okay.
I think that's I think the other one was okay, but I think she was amazing.
Okay.
That's who I think. I'm really angry about. But I do like Rami Malek.
Because he's Arab?
Well, he's Egyptian. But, you know, I liked his speech. I thought he was really good. I thought he was nice. And I love Lady Gaga. Anyway, I wanted to mention that. And I want to congratulate you.
We think Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are going to get together. Did you see the way they looked at each other last night?
Yeah, there was some chemistry.
Yeah, there was.
Some.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, he's into her.
Where I come from, they call that banging.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell. And you want to know something? Body language speaks a million words. Yep. His girlfriend next to her, there was fake smiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That girl was not, and you could tell, that was fake smiling. I'm an expert at that. I'm not that I fake smile, but I notice, I can always tell, I read body language very well.
Can I tell you what goes through a man's mind? I don't know if Irina Shayk is, I don't know if they're married. That's his baby mama. Like, he has a beautiful swimsuit illustrated model, one of the most beautiful women on the planet. But I don't know what else is there. I know with Lady Gaga, she's very attractive and extremely talented and empathetic. And he's like, I wonder if I settled.
I don't think she's really attractive.
Who?
But Lady Gaga. But I think she is kind. I think she's smart. I think the woman, I think she has something a lot of Hollywood people do not have, and that is depth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That woman is amazing. I love her. And she likes astrology too.
Kindness and empathy.
And I think he's seeing that. Yeah. There's it's more than just dessert.
There are other than hot people out there. There are people with depth and substance.
Yeah. The way he looked at her, it's like eating chicken for your whole life and then going to steak.
No, it's like the way he looked at her, I like looked around my living room by myself. I go, should I leave them alone?
He had water, like tears in his eyes. Like there was a, and it was like lust, tears. It was like this, big time.
We don't have time for signs. You want to do the big sign? What's the big sign we're sitting in now?
I'm going to leave this for you, and maybe later on, our little one can over here can
read
it.
You're the little one.
But Mercury, I'm the little one.
My little one. Mercury goes retrograde on the 5th into Pisces through March 28th-ish. So just letting you know, it has to do with communication. So each sign is going to be affected. So with Aries, be careful of thoughts, you know, mental stuff going on and nostalgia. Taurus, friendships. Gemini, that's going to be a lot of miscommunication.
Whoa. We don't have time.
Okay.
We'll get them done.
I'm going to hand this to our Floyd. And if anyone would like to get a hold of him at the office, the number is 419-882-5500, 419-882-5510. And congratulations on your podcast, Best of Toledo.
We won. So, yes, we did win.
I want to congratulate you.
Thanks to Demetrius.
Yes.
Ashley, Floyd, Philip, Justin, Vin. So many people were a part of that. Yeah, the fam. And congrats to you for continuing to dominate Best Astrologer.
Thank you. But I'm really proud of you, though. I mean, I'm very proud of
you.
Well,
I am, too, because I worked hard to make sure that I was still relevant and could get a job here.
You are. Well, hey, they know they have a good thing here. So, you know.
I have a question.
Yes.
Am I going to get audited?
Why would you say that?
I turned in my taxes too soon, and I forgot to put something on there, nor have I got my refund, and there's some other things.
Well, let me ask you this. When did you turn it in?
February 2nd.
Okay, let me look at the date, because if it was a Voidacurse moon, that might be a good thing.
A Voidacurse moon. How do you say that again?
Voidacurse moon.
Voidacurse moon.
It was a Saturday, so the moon was in Capricorn.
No, it wasn't. Then it was the 4th.
Okay, so it was a Monday.
Am I going to get audited? Am I going to get audited?
No. Not at all. I don't even feel that.
Right.
And I'm pretty good about intuition.
And then I'll ask you something else off the air.
Yeah?
Okay?
Okay.
I'm winking hard.
I know. You're winking.
Smile. Text the national keyword SMILE to 95819 to try to win the $1,000 payoff.
And Floydie's going to read the signs.
Yeah, we'll get that in. We'll get that in, I promise. We have another guest coming up before 9:30 to talk about an East Toledo town hall event.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nate.
Our interview's not here.
Oh, no.
Well, that's not good. 9:19. We still got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Still stuff to do. 9:19, the morning reboot on Q105. Montrese from UNDOP was supposed to be here because there is a town hall about the opioid crisis and beyond. Family Recovery is what it's called. This Wednesday night at St. Mark's Lutheran, 611 Woodville. There's a community dinner at 6, the town hall 6 to 7:30, hosted by Eric Chase of Morning of the Morning Reboot Show on Q105.
That's you!
East Toledo residents, friends, neighbors, a message to the community from Peter, I always mispronounce his last name, City Councilperson Peter Uvagi. Come and join the conversation with substance abuse professionals. I am not one of those people. I just do my best to try to get you to where you can get the best help.
That's all you can do, to be honest.
Cedar Point, Steel Vengeance, will have, it looks like zipper pockets on the bottom of the seats. We'll see if people actually put their phones in them. We can't find the $1.5 billion lottery winner. They haven't claimed it yet. And Peeps is coming out with a pancake-flavored Peep.
So we got a text when we talked about the story earlier that you can claim it and stay anonymous.
They haven't claimed it. That hasn't happened.
So they haven't claimed.
Because the place that
sold, well, I guess you would have to say that someone did claim it.
Because place that won, the place that sold the ticket gets some of the winnings.
If they claim it, but if they don't, do
the place where they the place that sold the ticket gets some of the winnings. Why, I don't know.
Okay, I know that, but like if no one claims it, are they out that money?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how we know that
I would
no
surveillance
one's come forward.
Video everyone.
Right.
Man.
I want to bring something up on a serious nature because of your other job in a second, but there's kind of a Jussie Smollett breaking news story.
Yeah, let me bring it up. I was scrolling through my phone.
He's following the blueprint for recovery.
I have
a drug problem.
I have a drug problem. He had a bad upbringing was one of them, and I go,
You have a stupid problem
Now you're adding more to it. Here's the thing about lying. So now he says he has a drug problem and he had a rough upbringing. Not only drug problem's fine. That's like your own thing. It's what you should have just went with if you wanted to keep your name in the papers, as they say. But now you're saying you have a bad upbringing. Now you've just thrown your family in there. And he's not the only child. His sister's a famous actress, too. She's on, I don't know, but she's on the show. And like she was a child star. She was Michelle Tanner's best friend on Full House, the little black girl.
Okay.
That's his sister. So, like, not only have you claimed to have a drug problem, which I don't buy in any means, but I don't know you that well. But now you said you had a bad upbringing, so now everyone's looking at your family crazy. And, like, not crazy, but, like, no one's going to believe you even if you did have a bad upbringing. We're just like, oh, okay.
When I think bad upbringing, we might be thinking the same things, or at least in the same ballpark. And when I think bad upbringing, I think better criminals.
All right. Thank you. Yes. Because I was a child of whoopings. I didn't have a bad upbringing. I was just a bad, hard-headed child. That's not a bad upbringing. When I think of bad upbringing, I think of
crime-ridden family.
Crime-ridden family, or I'm locked in a closet for weeks on end. You didn't see your family. You're neglected. That's what I'm thinking about when I hear bad upbringing.
Maybe that happened. I don't. At this point,
girl, bye.
I'm willing.
Sorry.
I'm going to say that he has the worst legal representation and PR people, and I don't know who's to blame here for this, because remember, the legal team was very adamant at first to decry that this was any kind of a hoax. Like, you look just as bad.
Right.
And I'm guessing that if there was a PR firm instructing him how to go about this, they're either never again employable, or they're like, you lied to us, we're not touching you anymore.
So I never say this like in a, like a mean, malicious way. Shut up. just
right.
Hush your mouth. Like, you're hiring these people. You're clearly paying for them. Let them do their job. There's nothing wrong with just sitting there and shutting up. It's kind of like when you see people in trial for murder and, like, they have all this evidence stacked up against them. You don't hear them saying anything. They just sit there with their head down and let their legal team do the job. That's what you should be doing.
People don't testify on their own behalf.
Exactly.
Can I switch switch gears to,
let's, like, do it.
And I only bring this up because of what you do. You help run a daycare for kids with
autism. And, like, we have special needs, but, like, I think for me, my group, we specify specifically in autism.
Okay. You familiar with what happened with the Bixby Center up in Adrian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the first of three former aides from there has been sentenced in a case of child abuse. And I believe there was video with this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video?
Yes.
It was a woman hitting one of the kids.
I believe in one of our training videos it is part of that. And I don't understand why people could ever hurt a kid. I mean, they're disgusting, like with germs and stuff. But like, you don't do that. Like, that's... it's awful. Awful, awful, awful.
Ashley Sancrant Neal will spend 15 days behind bars and will face 24 months of probation and an $875 fine following the charges that she and two other aides struck and threatened children at the center. She faced charges of misdemeanor assault in the case. 15 days. She's the first to be sentenced. And I'm just reading through this on 13
right.
ABC. In January, Phillips and Teed, I guess the other people, had their charges upgraded to second degree child abuse. They face a possibility of 10 years in prison. That seems light, but I don't know what this woman was specifically guilty of.
Right. And I don't know the logistics or the actual... just 15 days. Like, maybe she did a deal?
Maybe.
Maybe, but like... 10 years? I mean, that'll suffice for me. And they better serve, because these children and parents enrolled their children for help and guidance. Because raising a child is hard in and out itself, no matter what, if your child is typical or with the special needs. But can you imagine having a child, you're raising him, and then finally the doctor says, oh, there's something off about your child, and you find out they're special needs. Not only in that moment are you going to be lost because you wanted a healthy child, but like now there's this resource where, oh, I'm going to send my child there. They're going to get the education they need. I'm going to get educated along the way. And then turn to find out when you drop that child off and you go about your business, they're throwing my child against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's hitting them. Like, it's, what were you thinking? And under a facility that's under surveillance. Like, you know, you saw a camera there. You had to have. What? My mind is blown that. I'm speechless to think that. And they don't. And that's the thing. They don't have a voice to speak up for themselves. So, like, when this was happening, these kids just went home about their day and they're probably like, hey, how was Tyler's day. Oh, he had a great day, blah, 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 blah. Like, and I do that too. Like, hey, how was so-and-so's day? Oh, they were a little rough today, but, you know, we turned it around. But here they are saying, this kid had a great day. Lo and behold, 2 hours ago, you were throwing this kid against the wall, hanging him upside down, punching him in the face. Lord only knows what else you were doing. They have no voice. You are their voice. How dare you? And that's why when... Like, even, I'm sorry, I'm going on a tangent right now. Even when, like, guys get caught working in, like, daycares with children, it makes me look bad. And I'm just, because I'm a guy, and they're like, there's times parents look at me, they're like, you work here? I'm like, yeah. Like, they're not judgy, but, like.
They're definitely judging.
Boys? Right, and they get that. And, like, and luckily, I work at a facility where the boss respects me, the employees respect each other, the parents respect us, and in the long term, kids are tough to work with, but I think in the end, at the end of the year, every kid goes home with a better education of themselves, and we get them ready for the real world in kindergarten. That is what you're supposed to do. That's what you clock in to do. I don't clock into work to start a fight club for children. Sorry.
No, I don't think you shouldn't have to defend yourself from that.
But I have to, because I see the looks I get sometimes when people are like, hey, this is Floyd. He works in the kindergarten readiness group. And I'm like, hey, how are you? And I see the looks they give me. Oh, you're a dude that works with children? Yeah, and guess what? I'm a dude that works with children. That's what I do. I'm here. Like I always say, my best friends are 5 years old. Like you with the TSA kids. I self-identify with a five-year-old. What do they love to do? They love to play Power Rangers, talk about cartoons, and play with action figures. Guess what? I'm 35, and I do that without a guilty conscience because my best friends are five. I literally go to work to work. Like, you should be ashamed of yourself, you three idiots.
We throw the word around unbelievable regularly and dispassionately, but in this case, it is unbelievable that teachers would come to blows of any kind with kids. We got to get to a break. 9:29 on the morning reboot. We'll still try to fit those signs in a most liked tweet also on the way before 10.
Do the math. And it'll be all right.
Tweet, 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 tweet. They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it.
The morning reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Can you roll first, because I have some longer thoughts about mine.
Okay.
You don't have one?
Oh, I got one. It says, imagine you won the prison talent show 6 years in a row. Then you find out R. Kelly is coming.
Oh.
I know. That's what made me laugh so hard offline.
Your streak is over.
That's a good one.
He is in jail.
Thank you, T.
He is in jail right now. Mine is my own.
Okay.
Sorry to be so self-serving, but it's from a tweet, from a story that I read on Friday. I've retweeted this on Friday. You can go to my Twitter timeline and find it, but it's called The Latest Diet Trend Is Not Dieting. Intuitive eating encourages people to eat whatever they want. It might be great advice. And I read through it, and the takeaway was somewhere around the lines of eat what you want. Try not to overeat, but have a better relationship with food. And it's more of an extrinsic thing.
Okay.
Like, stop comparing yourself to what you keep your face in all day long, right? Other people and how they look. Mind your own business and try to enjoy your food a little bit more. And it was pretty insightful.
Okay. Now,
and it kind of goes along the lines of what we were thinking about talking about. If the F word is a slur, like this article basically says.
By F word, he doesn't mean the other F word.
Which one?
What I would get called?
Which one?
You could say fat. I've talked it over with many of chubby people, and we've decided.
But you realize you have more self-assurance than most people.
Yeah, but the people that call themselves fat also step on the scale, and they're like 120 pounds.
Ooh,
I want to know how that feels.
There's all kinds of wrong there.
I want to know how that feels.
This article basically says you might be fat, you might be a little, might be overweight, whatever word you want to use, but you're happy because you're not eating based on what you think you're supposed to look like. I really like the sense of the article.
And like, before, people were just like, how dare you?
Fat!
Right. I was at the bar yesterday, and some guy like talked about my weight, and I was like, huh? And he was like, well, you should care about how you look. I said, I feel excellent. There are many of people who are a lot smaller than me with a worse, what was that list? Worth. Did you hear me?
I did. It sounded good, though.
Made myself cackle.
Everything before the war, this horse bleed.
My tongue is so fat I couldn't say the word. Ah, no, with worse health issues than me. And like, so the guy sat, the other guy who was sitting next to me was like, yeah, I have epilepsy and can break out in a seizure at any moment. I go, well, that's the extreme, but thanks for having my back, skinny person.
Nor does that have anything to do with your weight.
Like, it came out of nowhere. And I'm happy you brought that up because the dude was like, because I was saying something, it was about me working in drag. I said, you know what? I am at the point, I don't even care how people perceive me. And he's like, well, you should. I go, huh?
That's on you.
Was I even talking to you?
If you're going to worry about how I look, that's you problem.
It was very bizarre. Like, I was I remember, like, I was texting my sister at the time. I go, this man just interject himself in my conversation, and he kind of let me have it. Not only am I mad, but I kind of want to go in the bathroom and cry. Like, I was like, this is weird.
I think we have a hard time talking about a lot of social topics these days.
Uh-huh.
I think most people do mean well when they talk about someone's weight.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes out like that in a really clumsy way.
Yeah, and he didn't say it in like a mean, malicious way. It was kind of just like, you weren't even in this conversation. Like, that's when I was just like, how dare you talk about me? And like, if I would have went back and like, oh, he's just adding his comment to the conversation, which I didn't ask for. But thanks, bruh. Whatever.
It was
chubby.
It was a good article, and it's a diet article that's not about dieting or eating. It's right. About how you look at everything around you.
Which is,
and I found it rather eye-opening.
How you should approach a diet. Like, you know what I mean? Instead of like, I'm going to do this because I saw friends post on Facebook that they lost 60 pounds doing a keto diet.
The keto people. Oh, God. Here's one of these times where I would have been able to use the F word.
Let me tell you.
They're effing lunatics.
I looked it up. I don't know if I could do it.
And
you can eat certain stuff, but I think that's the one. A lot of people said they got sick from it when they first started it, or like when they stopped it. It was like they got. It was like the worst code. I can't say like. Yeah, it was there. They had a cold. I was like, I don't want a diet that. I want a diet that's going to help me lose weight, but I don't want one that like most diets. People stop, roller coaster it, yo-yo it. That's the word I'm looking for, and then like. I'm going good for 2 weeks. I stop a day, and then the next day I wake up with pneumonia.
Common sense is most applicable to diets, like what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
People at times send me links for like you should get your DNA tested to see what antidepressant works best for you. And my friend Dr. Andre is like, that's great, and the science is improving, but that doesn't take into account everything around you that acts as a trigger or an activator or a stressor. So it might not be that helpful, but
kudos to the people that it works for. Cause like they look amazing.
Who?
I have some friends around it. I think like
the keto thing.
Yeah. 3 or 4. Like, I mean, it's working for them. They look amazing. I personally, for me, I don't have that discipline. So I would be sicker than a dog year round.
Many other choices for their eating habits might work as well for them. They are just, what I like to call like they're genetically affluent.
Mm-hmm.
They just won the DNA lottery. Like a certain friend of ours ate Glass Kingdom. Because you would look at what he eats and go, there's no way he could look like that.
Right.
Some people have just won the genetic lottery.
Yeah, I did not.
So that's a long way of telling you to go read that tweet of that story I put out.
It's good.
I think that's it.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Feel fine.
Yeah.
Coming down from my caffeine buzz.
Are you? Well, you got?
That's tomorrow's coffee. Axe Your Ex. We're going to go over to Axe 419 at noon today. They're closed, so this will be for us. We've got some submissions. Bosses, exes, former places of employment that throw axes at for targets.
I got someone who sold me their car.
We'll have some.
I was like, that works too.
We'll have some video of that. To come, 9:50, the morning reboot, 5:45 to 10 tomorrow morning. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on Q105.
Do the math.